Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my mature and responsible adult series. And again, these are suggestions, ideas, things for you to run through your own inner wisdom system and make choices and decisions for yourself. So next, plan for your future. Yeah, it's time to plan for your future financially, emotionally, physically, and there's so many ways you can do it. You can envision your future and then come out of the vision and put things in place and take different actions and think differently. I think on some level, I'm in the business of people's futures, right? I read energy, so I can predict the future based on the energy I'm reading in the moment. But what's so fascinating, here it is, I'm an industry built on the future. So few people really take responsibility for their future. They are either terrified or they, well, it's all rooted in fear, honestly. What I see is either people are trying to control their future so much that they are not noticing problems in their present moment that actually create their future, or they're burying their heads in the sand and saying, I hope it works out. But I want to encourage you to plan for your future, however way that looks for you. So that might be retirement. It might be knowing your journey. It might be getting clear about how you want your life to go and where you want to be, and have some type of plan. It's not an over planning. It's just an idea of how you want your future to go. And then using your present moment, because that is your point of power and your present moment is what creates your future. Using your present moment very consciously to create the reality that you want. Yes, there will be things that show up that are outside of your control. That's just a natural part of the human experience. But there is quite a bit, as I've said before, that is in that's within your control. And one of the things, my spirit guides are jumping in, and they're reminding me that oftentimes people are in their present moment, but they're living in the past. So even that is a way of not acknowledging and taking responsibility for your future. Because if you're mired in what didn't go well in the past in your present moment and you're lamenting over it, that is a frequency that creates your future. And so you'll be more likely to create circumstances that mimics that energy in your future. So do you see your present moment is so very, very powerful? And when you decide you want to be in command of your future to the degree to which you have power, then your present moment becomes sacred space. You're much more willing to let go of the past, to release old hurt, pain, shame, guilt, worry, relationships that don't serve you well, dramas, chaos, because you know that this present moment is ultimately going to be what determines your future. And then in this planning for your future, be willing to move past the need for immediate gratification. I think this is why people don't get what they want. Because they are very much, again, I'm a psychic, they are very much attached to their immediate future. And they want everything that they want right now, but not acknowledging that their present was created by energy they put out in the past. And so that might be playing out, right? And so when you're constantly chasing instant gratification, you're not willing to stick with it until it works in your favor, because it will. Those that stick with it get what they want. And so be willing to move past, I've got to have it right now. Now, it doesn't mean it needs to take a long time. I want to be clear here. Doesn't mean it needs to take a long time, but stick with it until you get what you want. And then seek the right help and support and guidance so that you can plan for your future. And not in a way that, again, where you're trying to control every little result, because that's just masking some fear, but where you are being soulful about the way you want your life to unfold. So plan for your future. Plan for your future. Okay. I think can I get one more in here before I wrap? All right. This one's pretty easy because those of you that listen to the show know this is something I say often. Stop or cease gossiping. So if you want to be a mature and responsible adult, stop all forms of gossip. I'm pretty psychic all the time, but this is one now that I just don't have any tolerance for. I don't know, now that I'm middle-aged, when I hear the energy of gossip, if you could hear what a psychic hears when they tune into the frequency of gossip, it is just gross and it serves no one. It is a complete waste, and we welcome it into our lives by doing it. So if you, and I do recognize, I've had enough conversations with people that gossip can be passed down from generation to generation, the act of gossiping, and it can even be like a part of a culture to some degree, but I think it's more a learned behavior that's passed down. So when it comes to gossip, you might have to learn how not to do it. You may be so accustomed to gossiping. And let's my spirit guides are saying, give them a definition of what gossip is, because somebody may be doing it and not even know it because they've just grown up around it. So gossiping. Of course, they gave me definition of gossiping, which is to gossip. Let's look up gossip. Casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true. It doesn't serve any purpose. It's not even good entertainment. Gossiping is not even good entertainment. It's just, it's boring. And why do you care what everybody else is up to? Your life is determined by you. So, you know, like sitting around talking about gossip is just a waste of energy. And it's so gross. Like if you are even a little bit intuitive, if you start tuning in, if you overhear some people gossiping or talking about people, and you, if you're a person that feels energy, and you just tune into it, you'll. So gossiping is gross. Don't do it. It doesn't serve you well. It doesn't make you better. It's not even a form of entertainment. There is just nothing good about it. And I don't know why we as a culture have taken it on. I think at some point, my spirit guides are reminding me that information and communication was a lot harder. If we're going like way, way back before phones and, you know, information was spread by word of mouth, and then that kind of meld into gossip. But there, in this culture, in this day and age, there's no purpose around gossip. Mm-mm. Yeah, so just stop it. It doesn't serve you well, and it doesn't move the dial in your life, and it doesn't make you better. And usually we do it. Gossiping is done from a pretty negative perspective and done often from a place of judgment. And I think when people are judging other people, it's not, the damage isn't done by the judging of someone else. While that's pretty crummy, it's more that you've now created within your energetic field that judging happens. So then when you strike out to do something, there's a belief within you that, oh gosh, people are going to judge me. People are going to talk behind my back. People are going to gossip about me. And it keeps you from showing up in the way that you need to. So yeah, stop gossiping. It doesn't serve you well. And it doesn't help you age well either. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, you want to be the best version of yourself. Maybe you want to correct some of these patterns. Maybe you're a person that gossips and you're ready to shift out of it because you're like, man, I just been doing this all these years. I want to be different and use my energy in a different way. Then I would love to help you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, my loves, until next time, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself.